Hi, I'm Lance.
And I'm Mel.
In the spring of 2012, we were walking around downtown Indianapolis. We were looking for someplace local for dinner. We threw out a restaurant name and Mel asked,
"Is it local?"
That simple question became a much bigger conversation and our company, Indiana Originals, was born.
Every Indiana Originals member is certified local. That means the business is an Indiana-owned and operated company, headquartered here and not part of an out-of-state chain. When you discover and support a business on our website or on our app, you are keeping more money in Indiana, helping our communities be unique, and creating jobs.
If you spent 5% more on goods and services from Indiana, we would have $1.8 billion more dollars for our schools and infrastructure. So when you break it down, that's just $35 per household per week. When you see the Indiana Originals badge, you know you are supporting local Indiana businesses.
Download our app powered by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains, and get your business certified local at IndianaOriginals.com. Indiana Originals, leading local living. Local Matters brings you incredible stories about Indiana original businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. I'm Mel McMahon, and today we're going to revisit those entrepreneurs and their answers to why local really matters. Enjoy.
You're listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Originals, leading local living.
Carrie Hahn's episode will always be really special to me because it was our very first podcast of Local Matters. On Carrie's episode, we talked about the inspiration for starting Karma Candles and Kinds, the customers that keep her motivated, and why she feels it's important that you support local. You know, our mission at Indiana Originals is to create healthier, stronger communities and more jobs in Indiana by helping others support these local businesses. And Carrie, it is an honor to have you as a member of Indiana Originals. And let us know, you know, why does supporting local matter to you?
So supporting local, I mean, that's the backbone, right, of America. It's the American dream. And it's these small businesses, they matter so much. And what I will say is, especially as we, you know, entered this season of COVID, the support that my business has been given has been incredible. Because what I have realized is that a lot of people, they want to support local. They want us to succeed. And my products, you know, do matter to people. And I think supporting these local businesses, you know, when you order from me, I do a happy dance when you order from me. I'm not a corporation. I'm not, you know, funding my third beach house. You know, this is me funding, you know, my kids' sports. I mean, this is what this business is. So when you are supporting a small business, you are supporting their dreams and you're helping support that family.
Mike Wright of Tax Wright was great to talk to, and he had a lot of great business advice too. We talked about going from a religious studies major to an accountant, what you need to know if you are going to start your own business, and the benefits of working with local business owners. Mike, for you, you know, what does supporting local mean to you, or why is being known as an Indiana original matter to you?
Well, I think it goes back to that trust idea once again. You really can get your taxes done on TurboTax, but there's no connection. Well, you may notice that, and I'm not trying to pitch TurboTax, but you may notice the last few years they've started advertising. You can talk to a CPA when you do with TurboTax. In fact, they've been approaching me to see if I'd be interested in being one of their online tax preparers. Well, that's great, except that if you talk to John today, then next year when your taxes come up and you have a problem, you won't talk to John again. You'll talk to somebody else. Mm-hmm. If the person is here in front of you, or you can, I started to say shake hands, but I guess now we're still bumping elbows.
Yeah, bumping elbows.
Yeah, where you can actually have that essentially hands-on connection with that person. Even if it's online, I mean, even if we're doing a Zoom meeting instead of an actual face-to-face meeting, we still know where each other are, whatever the right thing is there. And more importantly, we can create a history. We can create a level of knowledge. And I don't know of any way that doesn't work if you don't stay local.
Brenda Jackson's story of going from a chemist at Lilly to running a school for children with learning challenges called Worthmore Academy is definitely worth a listen. On that episode, we talk about the difference her school makes, not only in the students, but in our community. And we hear her share about how, with a lot of passion and determination, nothing can get in the way of achieving your goals. Why does supporting local and being known as an Indiana original matter to you?
Well, I guess I feel so lucky that, A, that Indiana Originals is out there now so that it can support organizations like myself that are here trying to make it on our own and without a big company to back us. And Indiana Originals is great because you give us an outlet to have people find out about who we are and what we do, and hopefully support each of the organizations involved with Indiana Originals. I feel lucky and blessed, I guess, to be an Indiana Original.
Pat Sullivan and I could have talked all day. He owns Sullivan Hardware and Garden and Allisonville Home and Garden by Sullivan. On his episode, we talk about taking over the family business, the support he's had while transitioning from a traditional hardware store to lifestyle stores, and the importance of giving back to important causes and the role small businesses play in creating healthy, vibrant communities. I want to know, before I let you go, why does supporting local and being known as an Indiana original matter to you?
Because it's our community. It's if we all, you know, take the easy, sometimes, yeah, okay. So sometimes it's harder to do business, you know, with a local company, but it's certainly more fulfilling. I needed blinds. I needed some 2-inch blinds for a building. I can't tell you the secret, but I needed these blinds. Just say I needed these blinds. Well, you know what? Yeah, I could go to Blindster or Blind This or Blind That on the internet, but you know, I can also go to Tim McLaughlin at MCL.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Tim drove over and did all the measuring and got me the blinds because they're a local family. You support your community. And that's what is concerning to me is funding for schools, because it all is coming from commercial. And if our commercial nodes collapse, not only is it going to damage our neighborhoods, but it's going to everyone's going to be paying more because I don't think people realize how much businesses pay in property taxes. And I'll throw that number out. You know, everyone goes, well, you know, it's only going to raise your taxes by, you know, $120. We pay $100,000 a year at our Keystone location. So, and that's fine, because I know that goes to our school systems. It goes to law enforcement. But it's like we need to support each other.
Beth Rovazzini is one of the biggest supporters of Indiana Originals. She owns B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains. She wanted to be a home ec teacher when she grew up, but instead she became an accountant, and now she runs the family business. Learn what it takes to talk with other co-owners, the origin of their signature big black trucks, and how taking care of your employees keeps the business going. Here's why she thinks local matters.
Why does supporting local and being known as an Indiana Original matter to you?
Well, a number of reasons. One is the contribution to the economy. I mean, the dollar for dollar goes back into the economy, and that lifts all of us. But I think one of the big things that I have seen, especially with workforce issues and everything in the last 10 years, is the local businesses, we have the opportunity to accommodate differences. That if you're Target, if you're Walmart, you have to make rules for the whole country. So that one particular person that doesn't exactly fit, you just have to pass on them because you don't have anybody that can customize whatever. And from working with the area schools and all of that, I have been able to take on some young people that didn't fit just exactly all the requirements and the description that everybody wanted. And we've turned them into successful people. Not all of them are still working for me. They've went on to other things. But I know that we help them become an adult and become successful and understand how you take care of yourself. And small business can do that. I know a number of other people in Indiana Originals and other groups I'm in, they can do that too. They can see the value in the person and say, you know what, your attitude, your value fits for me. I can teach you these things, where large companies just can't do that. And we need both. I mean, we do need some big companies, but also we can't leave people behind. And I think the small businesses, we collect those people.
Local Matters is brought to you by Indiana Originals, co-founded by myself and my now husband, Lance. We were walking around Monument Circle. Back in 2012, we wanted to go someplace for dinner, and we threw out a restaurant name. And I said it, but really, we don't really remember who said it. But one of us said, is it local? And that's what started the entire conversation that became what we now know as Indiana Originals. Just like Faith Blackwell Photography, every Indiana Originals member is a business that is headquartered here, locally owned and operated, and not part of an out-of-state chain. That is how we define local, because those businesses have the biggest economic impact. And man, we've seen the effects of that in 2020. We sure have. If you're looking for local, look for us. Check out IndianaOriginals.com or download our app powered by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains to find great local businesses of all different categories near you. And one of those businesses you'll find on there is McFarling Foods, another sponsor of this show, Local Matters. Since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, McFarling Foods has been saluting first responders and local heroes all over Central Indiana. Every week with Food Drop Friday, they are helping out those people on the front lines. Check out more great stories and pictures of what they're doing at McFarling.com under Food Drop Friday. And they were also a very generous donor for the 26th anniversary WIBC Radiothon for the Salvation Army. And I want to thank them for sponsoring the phone bank. And that is what Indiana Originals is all about. Really creating healthier, stronger communities and more jobs in Indiana by encouraging people to support local. Megan Martin is the magician behind Hoosier Artisan Boutique. We talked to her just before she launched the online version of her 12-year in-person holiday market featuring hundreds of local Indiana makers. Megan, why does supporting local and being known as an Indiana original matter to you?
The impact. Knowing that when I am spending my money, I am supporting someone who wants to put their kids into dance classes at the local dance studio, or who, you know, is going to support the causes and the things that matter to me and adds life and vibrancy to my neighborhood and my community is important to me. And specifically, Indiana Originals is amazing simply because you've put together a way to find those businesses who are making their communities a priority, and also resources for them that help expand their reach beyond what they normally have on their own. It's that rising tide lifts all boats type situation. The more you have available, the easier it is for people to find what they're looking for and to keep it local.
Lauren Taylor is the poster child of an Indiana original business owner. She's the third generation owner of Holder Mattress Company. And in her episode, we talk about going from being a creative writing major to a 20-year-old owner of a company on the verge of bankruptcy. We talk about what it took for others to take her seriously as a boss and how selling mattresses is about more than just guaranteeing you a great night's sleep. Why does supporting local and being known as an Indiana original matter to you?
Honestly, it's because this is what we do it for. Right? So of every goal I might have, it's not necessarily gasp that you have a great night's sleep. I mean, I want you to. I do. That's definitely what we build mattresses for. But the reason that we only buy American raw materials, the reason that we use as many Indiana resources as possible, the reason that we have stayed local, that we build here, that we do not import anything from overseas, we do not bring in, you know, more Chinese mattresses into Indiana, is because we care about the place where we live. We want to make sure that your dollars stay here, that your neighbors are employed here, that we are self-reliant, that we support our own economy, that we, if we want you to buy local, we have to buy local, right? So we practice what we preach. And I could let everyone else do it and be that person who just says, well, it's not on me. It's somebody else's job. But that's not who I am. That's not who any small business owner is, right? We're the people that get out and do and realize that it's not going to happen without us. So being an Indiana original means that I am part of this really great club of people who make a difference in this state and in their communities. And there's nothing better than that. And so being able to say that and to have that badge in front of my business lets you know that I care about your community. Above anything else, I care about what happens here and what happens in the state and whether or not we're successful and whether or not we're self-reliant. Those are things that mean so much to us. And that's why we're part of this club.
Sandy Siebold has the really tough job of being the CEO of Beacon of Hope Crisis Center. They're a nonprofit providing free advocacy and referral services to survivors of domestic violence and sexual abuse. We talk about how the organization faced the challenges of the pandemic, how much the need for their services has increased, and how local businesses and our community impact what Beacon of Hope can provide. Here's why she thinks local matters.
We all matter, and local's always been a big deal, but now even more so with this pandemic impacting all of us. I am so proud to be in the IO family. Being able to collaborate as a business owner is imperative to, you know, supporting community and to growing as a business. And the best place I've found to do that is within the IO family.
It was nice to put the spotlight on Faith Blackwell of Faith Blackwell Photography for once. Usually she's the one behind the scenes trying to blend in, trying to capture those moments that mean so much to us. On her episode, we talk about going from selling clothes to becoming one of the premier Indianapolis photographers for headshots, business branding, and events, and transitioning into mixed media art. Like many of our members, supporting local has always been in her blood. You talked about how you love showcasing, you know, these local businesses, mm-hmm. right? Getting people to new spaces they haven't been in before. Why does that matter to you?
It's just something, I think it's like, pay it back, pay it forward. I mean, I would want people to shop at my business because it's local. I mean, I would want them to be a part of my business because they love what I do. So I think it's important just to support one another. I grew up in East Chicago, Indiana, which is Northwest Indiana. And I had to think back on, like, just it amazed me how, like, every place we went to was local. So all the food places we went to were local. We had our chains, but, like, we had mom and pop stuff on the around the corner. So it was, I think it's always been embedded in me. I just never knew it.
And so why does being an Indian original matter?
It matters so much because of the support. I believe in a community and a network that supports one another, encourages one another. That's what gets us through the day. That's what gets us through the year. It's just like encouragement from other people. I have friends who I talk to or text on a regular basis that are members, and there's no support like it.
Dave Meeker of Bringing Technology to You is really, really passionate, and he really understands how relationships make communities better. Well, Dave, why does supporting local and being known as an Indiana original matter to you?
Because you're not buying from a box store that could care less, that's not invested in their community. But buying local matters because you have, and that open house you had was just incredible. It's like, it was like a commune from the 60s where everybody's together. They're not smoking pot.
And we kept our clothes on.
Yeah, they're not drinking strange tea and singing Kumbaya by a fireplace, but they were bonding and creating community.
And that's what it's all about. It's about community. I mean, it's in our mission statement. The mission of Indiana Originals is to create healthier, stronger communities and more jobs here in Indiana by encouraging and facilitating a greater use of independent businesses. So thank you for helping create community, and thank you for listening to Local Matters, made possible by Indiana Originals and McFarling Foods. It's an honor to bring you incredible stories about Indiana Original businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. Learn more about why Local Matters at IndianaOriginals.com and on our app powered by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains. I'm Mel McMahon, and until next time, keep supporting local.
Thanks for listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Originals, distributed by the All Indiana Podcast Network. I'm going back to Indiana. Download the Indiana Originals app, powered by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains, and check out IndianaOriginals.com.